Good morning, man. It's another motherfucking scorching summer day out here in Southern California. It's hot as fuck. It's only about to be 11 o'clock and the sun is beaming the fuck off my balcony right now. I am black as fuck just from standing out here. I think I'm gonna go inside, but that is the advantages of having your own podcast. You feel me? Did you hear that? I can go in and out of my house all day and just talk shit. Get viewers, get my viewers up. Get my listeners up. Not my viewers. I said my viewers. Somebody get my neck. If you know what that term is, you're a real one. Slap my motherfucking neck for that. I need to get my listeners up. I mean, definitely gonna get my listeners up, but man. Shit. Let me tell y'all about my summer. It has not been cracking yet. We really ain't did shit. You feel me? What the fuck do you guys do on the summer? I know some of you have jobs. I don't work, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately. It's an actual fortunate thing that I don't have a job. And I love it because I can be a stay-at-home mom and really do this shit because I've always wanted to be at home with my kid. And be able to raise my daughter. And right now she's pushing her chair around the house and watching cartoons. It's just wonderful, you feel me? But you know, it is what it is. You hear her, she turned up in the back. But definitely I'm trying to figure out what the fuck to do. Any summer ideas, any summer plans, somebody fucking let me know, you feel me? I need to know. I've been online trying to figure shit out for the longest about what the fuck we wanted to do for the summer. But it's funny when you have a spouse who really is an outdoorsy type person. Like, my wife really is a homebody. And I am too. Don't get me wrong. I love being at home, especially just chilling, you know. I love to chill. Nothing wrong in that. But we do have a toddler, and I don't want her to be immune to being at home all the fucking time. We actually had an incident. Not even an incident. Like, something happened probably a couple of weeks ago. My daughter does not have all her shots, and we decided to be natural with it. She's a breastfed baby, so we really were, like, adamant. Like, no, we don't want her to have shots. We don't know what they're giving her, you know. But we took our babies to the park. Not to say that we don't never take her to the park, but we happened to take her to a real busy park. Normally, we take her to a park up the street. It's, like, further down from our house. It's a long walk. And so we wanted to find a closer park, and we found a closer park. It was more kid-friendly. It's just a lot of shit. They got a pool. And so I take my daughter to the park, and it was a lot of fucking kids there this day and just so many germs. And the next day, no, not the next day, within like the next couple of hours, we took her back home and my daughter was sick. She had a fever. She was lethargic, like just tired and wanting to sleep, and her body had to get immune to all the fucking germs. So now we have to reconsider the whole shot shit because she definitely needs shots. I don't want my daughter to be living in a fucking bubble for the rest of her life. So, you know, you make decisions before the kids are born and the kids get here and they're fucking different. Let me tell you, every kid is not the same. For all those out there that's judging people with kids, shut the fuck up, because I was one of those people that judged a lot of people. I would never do that. My kid would never do that. I would never do that for my kid. And guess what? Half the shit I said I never do, bitch, I'm doing that right now. And it is what it is, you know, feel me? Shit changes, especially if you have kids, you know? Every kid is not the same. They're all different. They all operate different. So you just have to fuck with what the fuck they fuck with. So it is what it is. But she's definitely going to go get some shots. I'm definitely going to go across the street. Good thing that our pediatrician is literally like 300 feet across the street from us. So make my daughter an appointment because she needs some fucking shots. She needs to be around kids and we need a break. But I need some summer plans idea. I thought about a lot of shit to do, but a lot of cheap things to do. I don't want to spend a lot of money this summer because we're trying to save and we're just getting back to open up a bank account because we really want fucking with a lot of shit. You know, we were like, fuck bank accounts. We're not getting it. Just like we was for shots. Shit changed when you have a kid. You're like, no, I need a bank account. So me and McKinsey have a couple of errands to run today. I have to open a bank account. We have to get her some shots. Well, appointments for shots. I think they're on the same day. Of course, I know her other mom wants to be there for that. But it's shit we got to do today. It's a little bit of growing up I have to do. I thought because I'm 34, I'm grown. That don't mean a fucking thing. Being 34 does not mean that you're all the way grown. We still make kid-ass decisions all the time. I'm still learning. I'm still fucking growing every day. But guess what? It is what it is. It's all about growth, and it's all about maturing and fucking changing. Everything changes. Everything's not the same. So, and my daughter is standing up in her chair. Mackenzie, don't do that. Anyway, so hit me up, man. Y'all let me know. Give me a couple of claps, y'all. Let me know. Tell me what the fuck y'all do with toddlers. I need parents. Parents who have, who had toddlers or who have toddlers. Like, give me some kid-friendly, not too expensive things that I can do. The museum, you know, we are in Southern California, so the fucking museum is up the street. It's not too far from it. It's a train ride, but my kid is 2 years old. How much can we go to the fucking science center? She don't know what the fuck going on. So I'm talking about. And then the beach is too fucking hot for all that. I'm not trying to burn my baby, but shit. Somebody let me know. You know, like I said, happy summer. Hope y'all turn it up. Stay hydrated. I'm trying to. I hate water, but water has, but this heat has made me give a whole new appreciation for fucking water. Keep your kids hydrated. Stay the fuck out the fucking sun and have fun. All right.